It's Talk Sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Saturday's big race, the Cox Plate, will be missing a few big names.
Yeah, look, trainer Mark Cavanagh had a face like a drop pie yesterday as he revealed that his champion, the favourite, Atlantic Jewel, had pulled up sore after training at Flemington. Michael Rodd, her regular jockey, was on board. He said that she'd trained okay, but with this horse, they know that there is that critical moment as she cools down. She's been plagued by injuries throughout. It's been a stellar career, 10 wins from 11 races, but always the doubt. She had a long break, 18 months, when the stable staff did a well to get back into racing and win Memsey Stakes and so on. So it's been a disappointing day for Cavanagh and also for Michael Rodd, because they really had set this horse for the Cox Plate. But as Mark Cavanagh said, it's a roller coaster ride racing, and that's exactly what it was for him yesterday. Now there's a new horse, the New Zealand horse trained by Murray Baker. That's called It's a Done Deal. Is the new favourite, and Mark Cavanagh does still have one runner in the Cox Plate. That's Super Cool, but a bit of an outsider there for the trainer.
There's always plenty of upsets at Spring Carnival time. Yeah. Ange Postecoglou has done the deal. He will be the new Socceroos coach.
Yeah, well, look, it's the only thing that still needs to be done, apparently, is the official media conference. The deal has been done. Melbourne Victory, not very happy at all with the way that he's been poached, to use the term that's doing the rounds at the moment. But when the Football Federation of Australia came knocking, I don't think Melbourne Victory had any other option but to say yes. They're still seeking this compensation. The other clubs say that Melbourne Victory gets so much other help from the FFA that they don't deserve any compensation. It's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out. Apparently David Gallop, who's the new CEO of the FFA, he wanted the Australian. I'll tell you one group of people who'd be a little bit miffed by this. That this time of year, the AFL likes to get all the headlines from the trade week and take everything away from cricket and everything else. But so far this week, it's all been about the round ball game. This story of Ange Postecoglou getting the Australian coaching job as a replacement for Holger Osiek has really grabbed the headlines, and also Mark Bosnich.
It's the changing of the guard theory.
Yes, and Mark Bosnich has said that it won't matter who's in charge, though Australia's going to go out in the first round of the World Cup. Not even Postecoglou can perform the miracle that's needed for Australia to do better than that in Brazil.
Ouch, the first round. Okay, that'd be disappointing. Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Talk to you again at 7:30. Warwick Hadfield.